The Science of Service podcast. Invitation to a Brave New World. 26th of February 2024. By Elementary Content Team. Back in the 1990s, chess grandmaster Garry Kasparov faced IBM's Deep Blue computer. It was the classic battle of strategic skill, but with a twist by Ian Ellison, Workplace Geeks. Listen to episode 1 now. An introduction to the science of service. Back in the 1990s, chess grandmaster Garry Kasparov faced IBM's Deep Blue computer. It was the classic battle of strategic skill, but with a twist. This time, the contest was between man and machine. In 1996, Kasparov scraped victory. But in 1997, the outcome was different. Deep Blue won, 4-2. Chess fans around the globe were stunned, but perhaps not as much as Kasparov himself. The result showed the rising power of machines, discovering facilities transformation. Fast forward to 2024. Technology touches every aspect of our lives, often without us even knowing. Which brings me to the first episode of our brand new podcast with Mighty, hosted by yours truly, Ian Ellison, and my Workplace Geeks co-host, Chris Moriarty. We were invited to the Shard in London to meet the leadership team of the UK's largest facilities management company. Our mission? To learn more about Mighty's science of service and facilities transformation. In truth, we wondered if this was evidence of a new era of technology-driven facilities management, or was it just fancy branding? During our first meeting, Mighty's CEO Phil Bentley outlined the company's strategic progress during his tenure, which first developed from Beyond FM to the connected workspace. This has helped shift the business from managing facilities to becoming a strategic organizational partner. Now Mighty is turning its attention to facilities transformation, and their vehicle is a tech-enabled, digital-first approach, epitomized by the science of service. A multi-million pound investment, Phil also revealed Mighty has ring-fenced £145 million to invest in new technological infrastructure for their service revolution. Mighty's CTO, Sijo Joseph, added that you can think of it as the digital plumbing to enable the science of service. Wow, we thought, a significant investment, especially for facilities management, a sector traditionally plagued by a cost reduction and lack of research and development. So, what exactly is the science of service, and what does it look and feel like to Mighty customers? Phil invited Chris and I to go on a voyage of discovery to find out. We've spent months learning from organizations including Eurostar, Essex County Council, Lloyds Banking Group, Royal London, and the Shard Quarter. Plus, we've looked at delivery from several different angles. We've explored carbon reduction, risk management and cybersecurity, prop tech, workplace experience, and clinical hygiene. And along the way, we've also interviewed countless Mighty and industry experts. Efficiency, costs, quality. We've been deep underground in Halifax. We've been up high on rooftops in Essex. We've passed through security in St. Pancras International. We've experienced Mighty's centres of excellence in Birmingham and Manchester. And wherever we've been, we've witnessed organisations harnessing new technologies to reshape operations and boost performance. Man and machine working together to enhance efficiency, reduce cost, and raise quality standards. As we launch this podcast series, one important question remains. Why now? What's changed? Computing power has soared, and costs are down, for sure. Yet, as PropTech pundit Anthony Slumbers explains in episode 1, real estate and built environment companies have been slow to adopt new technology. This is because they lacked the market pressures to force change. Now, though, external forces are triggering innovation. Organizations need more from their service partners to tackle the challenges they face. Challenges like climate change, diverse work environments, security, and the aftermath of a global pandemic. Man and machine together. So, what can you expect from the Science of Service podcast? Cutting-edge tech, for sure. We wouldn't miss that opportunity. But more importantly, stories about how technology impacts customer experiences and business services. It's not about tech replacing humans. No repeat of Kasparov versus Deep Blue. No man versus machine. This time around, it's about man and machine working together to transform facilities and services. Join us for episode 1 as we explore facilities transformation.